You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 104, 41, 42, 43 on a Monday night slash Tuesday morning, and what, it's like the 13th of November. There's some extra information for you. And yeah, let's see. It's the only show that might be about birds. We started off the night with Reptilia by The Strokes, followed by, of course, the Probably Birds theme song, composed, created, birthed, maybe, by my uncle and my cousin. They, I don't know, they made that a reality. Thank you to them for that. And let's see, last show, I'll just dive right in with talking, because that is the one thing I'm supposed to do, other than play music. Last show, we had a special surprise guest. Jeb is his name, not his real name, his DJ name. It's J-E-B-B. And he showed up to the station, unannounced. He just kind of showed up right as I was about to go into the studio. And he said, "I'm coming on your show." And I said, "No, you're not." And then he followed me into the studio, and there he was with me. And so I had to talk with him. And there was lots of talking last show, so much that I couldn't use my carefully balanced playlist, but that's okay. Because it means that my playlist that I meant for last show can now be used for this show, this week, which is good. In spite of having the playlist set for such a long time, I've never actually listened to it together as one cohesive, like, playlist unit, which should be okay. I'm not too worried about it, because it should be about as good as all the other playlists, I think. Take that as you will. Anyways, what do I talk about in this show? Maybe birds, but maybe not. I talk about my life, and let's, I don't know, I feel like my intros are usually more cohesive than this, but maybe I'm delusional. Regardless, I can talk about why I may be less cohesive and more delusional than I typically am, which is, it's a three-day weekend. It is the very end of Veterans Day weekend. I'm like 99% sure it was for Veterans Day. I know I should know, but I don't. It was Veterans Day. It was on Sunday, but observed on Monday, which was technically yesterday, but basically tonight, because it's not really the next day until you go to bed, I think. It doesn't matter. Veterans Day, it's a long weekend. I didn't have my normal classes today, which means everything feels a little bit off. You know, the routine's shaken up, which is fine. I kind of like that. I'm not like pro-routine or anything. I mean, routines are good for you, but I'm not pro-routine or anything. But it means really that I should have gotten more sleep, last night, but the opposite happened, because, dear listeners, and let's see, there I believe actually an all-time low for this season of Probably Birds, nine of you. There are nine listeners, and I'm talking to you, and in some ways, it's like, wow, that's the least we've ever had this season. And in some ways, it's like, now I know who my true listeners are. It's one of you nine. So if you're listening right now, know that you get to kind of place yourself above any other listeners. We've established a hierarchy, and guess what? You're on top, and I give you permission to enforce that hierarchy. It's arbitrary, but it's real because we make it real. However, that is beside the point. My body, listeners, all nine of you, my body has been betraying me. In that, this is why I'm tired and delusional and less cohesive, maybe, or maybe I'm not. Regardless, my body has been betraying me in that I've been going to bed at like 2 a.m.-ish, which is not, it's not great. I should go to bed earlier than that, but I'm not so tired earlier than that, or at least I don't think I am. But so I go to bed around 2 a.m.-ish, whatever, that's fine. And then I think, great, I don't have class tomorrow. This is like last night in particular. I don't have class tomorrow. I can sleep in, still get the sleep I need to like be fully functional, living, breathing, beating, bleeding in the waking world. And it's going to be great. I'm going to wake up at like 10 or something. That'd be fine. But for some reason, my body thinks, all right, DJ pending, we're going to wake up at 7 in the AM. And so I did. I woke up at 7 because that was the time my body thought it would be appropriate to be awake. And so I'm lying in bed and I think, all right, body, I see your games. I'm awake at 7 in the AM, a time that I try to avoid. But I'll show you, I'm going to stay in bed for 3 hours doing nothing. And that's exactly what I did. I lied in bed and pretended that maybe, just maybe, I could still be asleep. And that's why I'm a bit more tired than I normally am. But this is not a one-time occurrence, guys. I don't want anyone to worry about me. I'm fine. You know, it's not like I'm not in like any crisis or whatever. It's just that I've been going to bed later than usual, and to kind of as maybe as like payback or whatever, my body's been waking me up more than earlier than usual, and so I'm kind of losing sleep on both ends. But that's okay. I'm not concerned, and maybe it's the sleep deprivation that's kind of mellowed me out, or maybe, and perhaps more truthfully, I'm just a pretty mellow person as is. But anyways, there's problems here. We'll keep talking about my sleep schedule because I'm sure that's the kind of content we all crave. There's a problem wherein I have this show. It's Monday nights, which is great because Tuesday, my first class isn't until like 1:30. I've said this before, I think. Tomorrow, I have a thing at 10:15. So I'm going to have to wake up for this thing at 10:15 and get to the place where I have to be to go to this thing. I'm going to a school. I'm being taken by a woman from South Africa who is also my professor. I should specify, my South African professor is going to take me and some other people to, actually, I'm like out of time to talk. I have like 30 seconds. We're going to go to school. I have to observe children. And to do this, I need to be alert and awake. And I fear that I'm not going to be. But I'm also hoping that my body will wake me up at 7 a.m. again, so that getting out of bed at 9 to get ready to be at the place at 10:15 will not be so troublesome. Anyways, I'm going to keep playing music. I talked for way longer than I thought I could, but I tend to do that. much to your displeasure, I don't know. I'm going to keep playing music, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk some more. Or I'm going to talk and you're going to listen if you're still here. Which it'd be nice if you were. If not, that's okay too. We can drop down to 8 listeners. Maybe we'll bump up to 10? Nah. Well, I'll let you know. Okay, but I have to actually play the music so I stop talking and get on with the show. So I love you all. Thank you for being here. You're really great. And I do mean that. Like actually. Okay, good. I'm going to play music. This time for real. Enjoy.
And I'm frustrated with myself, but I can't change. I don't want to be me anymore. And all the ticks and talks and clicks of clocks that tell time tell me this is just a to help me get some rest, oh my darling dear. The songs of the birds don't bring me calmness no more. Oh no, no, they don't sing. None of the girls seem to plans to make plans.
We're gonna make plans.
Do it
we have plans to make plans.
We locked it in our sights.
We locked it in our sights.
I'll la-dee-da.
Thank you. Mermaid sits on a sidewalk rocking the harbor, watching the children play. And every day, sun or rain, old man kneels to the earth to pray for the rain and the stars and the cars at the heart. A dark and windy Vancouver, a black day in December. She sees the worst is yet to come, yeah. A big wave on the horizon. The first wind blowing in left Stanley soldiers felled and broken. We went all, all.
Everyone, we just heard, what even is it? We just heard, I know it now, Barnacle Goose by Born Ruffians, followed by Back of Your Neck by Howler, and then finally, Black Day in December by Said the Whale. Now, Barnacle Goose, of course, uses the word goose, which is a bird, but a more subtle bird reference you may have missed is in Black Day in December, wherein the mermaid prays for the winged in the trees, as I think the lyrics I just heard. Now, I assume that refers to birds. I don't think it's talking about like some harpies or anything. But harpies are like kind of like birds anyways. They're bird women, right? Maybe. Regardless, that's enough bird talk. Let's get on to the PSA. Now, it is a very special season at WMFO, which is the season of two PSAs, in that we have a donations drive. I have a PSA about a donations drive. You should donate to WMFO. Let me read you why you should donate. How about that? Attention, all freeform radio. Maybe I'll do it nicer. Attention, all freeform radio lovers. WMFO needs your help. For the past 45 years, we have brought you community-based freeform radio. In order to continue that great and honored tradition, we need your support in our annual donations drive. From now until November 14th, you can go to donate.wmfo.org to help us in raising our goal of $5,000. Your generosity will be rewarded with a unique thank you gift. So go check out donate.wmfo.org. Okay, so wow, the donations drive actually is over tomorrow. So if you want to donate, I mean, you can always donate to us. There's nothing, like the donations drive is when we like ask for donations, but you can always donate. But if you want to donate during this period of time when you get a unique thank you gift, I guess do it soon. I'm not sure what the gift is. I don't know what it means by unique. It's very vague. I mean, maybe you get to ask them. I could give you some sort of unique thank you gift, though. I don't know what that would entail. Anyways, give us money. I mean, we can see, actually, we can check live on air how the donations drive is doing. I think we say on, if I go to WMFO.org, let's try this out, guys, and I click on donate, upper left-hand corner. Well, oh my God. This may or may not be breaking news, but we are at $5,020 raised. So we have met our goal. Congratulations, everyone listening. I'm sure you all played some sort of part. Congratulations, me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because I don't know. I hope maybe people are donating for me. I doubt it. And really, I don't know if you should. But we did it, guys. So forget that PSA. There's no need to give us money anymore. We met our goal. We're going to be able to bribe the FCC again so that they don't take away our license. We're good. Don't give me your money. Don't get a unique thank you gift. It's not... I'm going to get in trouble if I say that. If I do give us money still, always give us money. And you can... I don't know. I'm going to read the real PSA. I have to read a real PSA too. So let's do that. But yeah, congrats to the station for meeting our goal. And just everyone... I don't know. Give yourself a pat on whatever part of your body you want to pat. I don't know. Okay, real PSA time. Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, good. We've done our PSAs, and I only have 4 minutes left to talk, which in some ways is sad, because what am I going to say? And also, oh my God, what am I going to say? So let's talk about my life, about experiences I have. Here's a trouble I have that's been happening to me. I've been taking note of it a lot, wherein I have like kind of a hard time identifying people I know, like just out and about. And so I'll be walking like around campus or whatever, and I'll see someone who looks kind of vaguely familiar, but I won't be certain if I know them or not. And for some reason, I can't let it just stand in that place of ambiguity. I have to know if I know them. And so I'll spend a lot of time like trying to like discreetly stare at them so I can like try to identify like key facial features that can make me say, yes, that is Carol. I don't know a Carol. That was just a fake name. But that's, yes, excellent. I know it's Carol, and now I can stop looking at her. Oftentimes when I recognize it as someone I know, I don't even follow up by saying hi or anything or approaching. I'm just like, all right, good. I've taken note of this person who has a relevance to my life, is now present in the space. Check that box, and I continue on my merry way, which is a shame. I should say hi to people. But yeah, the trouble is I have to kind of try to discreetly look at these people for sometimes quite a long time, like way too long, really. Like today at lunch. No, in fact, at dinner. It was dinner. At dinner, I was sitting in the dining hall with some friends, and then some people were sitting at like a level above us. So they're like, you can see them, but they're at a higher level of the dining hall. And I see someone who looks like someone who I kind of sort of know. And so I'm looking up there and I'm thinking, okay, do I know this person? I don't know. And I cannot tell for the longest amount of time. I can make out her hair pretty well and like a very, like a quarter of her face. And so it must have looked very weird if anyone saw me kind of just like, cause I don't know. I keep looking up at her and like looking for a couple seconds and looking back. And I just feel like it couldn't have looked good. And I knew that at the time, that this whole interaction was kind of strange. And I think she even noticed me looking like twice, which is not great. I don't think she didn't seem uncomfortable, thankfully, though maybe she wouldn't outwardly show that. Anyways, I determined that no, in fact, I did not know her. Which might be, is that the worst outcome here? I guess so, because I'm just staring at a stranger. But I don't know. If it was the person, let's call her Carol. That's a made-up name. But if it was Carol, I don't even know Carol that well. So in some ways, I feel like it would be worse if it was someone I knew, just kind of at a very kind of not surface level, but not intimately in any way. If I just kind of keep looking at her and looking away, and then later in my life, I actually have to interact with her one-on-one or in a group setting or whatever. And we've had this experience that I can talk about on air for some reason, but how do you even bring that up in person? You know, like, hey, I'm sorry I was staring at you in the dining hall. I wasn't sure if it was you or not. I mean, that might be how you do it, actually. That's probably how you do it. I'm glad we've reached that that conclusion, that solution. That's a good word for it. Thank gosh. Anyways, problem solved. I have like 20 seconds to kill, so I can't start a whole new story. I mean, I could just go over the time. I do it all the time. Okay. My friend Cameron is in New Zealand and she's on a boat, and I'm never going to hear from her for the next 6 weeks. So wish good luck to Cameron, everyone, and hope she doesn't drown. My thoughts are with you, Cameron. Good. That was the segment of the show that I like to call Thinking About Cameron. It was quick because I had time to fill. And on that note, we're going to keep playing music. I'll be back. You all are lovely and very loved. And we also got two more listeners. We're up to 11, baby. And I'm going to play music, and I'll be back, and then we'll talk more, and it's going to be nice, I think. Okay, great. I hope you enjoy.
I found a home away from home as I broke up in Amarante. In the Campo do Carvalho, send a circle every day. Erratic kamikaze, I co-pilot in the Swift. Dreamt I'm anchoring at midfield, like the anchor in my midriff. Yeah!
body when I sleep? Who will I believe in? My body when I sleep, who will I believe in?
Right, hello darlings, I am back, and we just heard Mayday by the Libertines, followed by I Broke Up in Amarante by Los Campesinos, and then finally Don't Ask Me to Explain by Of Montreal. Great. I've got like 8 minutes to fill, and so here's the thing. Last week I had a lot to talk about. A lot happened that weekend, and then Jeb showed up and I had to talk to him. Which was fine. It was good. It was fine. But now it's this week, and this week I have far less to talk about. And so we're going to do something called remembering. I'm going to remember things from last week that happened, and I'll talk about them now. And my memory ain't great, but we're going to do our best. So last week, what happened? I mean, my brother, I think this was last week. It could have been any time in the past, but my brother and his girlfriend, Cameron, who I've mentioned already, of course, came to visit me. It was very exciting. Cameron is stopping over in Boston, or was stopping over, on her way to, as I mentioned, New Zealand. I think she had over 24 hours worth of traveling ahead of her when she left. I guess Monday morning she left. And so they came. It was cool. It was my brother Max, my twin brother. I have a twin brother. His name is Max. It was his first time visiting Tufts. I showed him all the places. He likes to play pool a lot, so he played a lot of pool. In my first game, I did pretty well. And in subsequent games, both me and Cameron did pretty poorly, while Max kind of stayed at the same, you know, average-ish level of play. But it was good. We went, we ate food. That's something that people do. We actually ate two. No, maybe we ate together. We ate together because that's what you do with people you care about when you're all hungry at the same time, which happened a couple times. So we all ate together because we were all hungry simultaneously. And it was nice. But more interesting than my life is Cameron's life, because Cameron, as I've mentioned, is on a boat. She went to New Zealand. She flew into Auckland, I believe. That seems like the place you'd fly into if you were going to New Zealand. So she didn't fly straight from Boston to Auckland, because I'm pretty sure that's impossible, or very, very difficult at the very least. But she somehow, over the course of about 24 hours, made it from Boston, Logan International Airport, to Auckland, I assume international airport. And now she's on a boat. She's studying these insects called, like, halobabes. Maybe it's not even hallow. I don't know. She's studying sea insects. These are insects that spend their entire life, essentially, on the open ocean. And that's kind of bizarre. Because I associate... I, when I think insects, I'm just going to tell you, I think terrestrial. Just like when I think crustacean, I think nautical. However, on the subject of crustaceans, okay, I need to organize this thought. I need to organize this thought in my head because it's bizarre. But you know, pill bugs or like roly polies or tardic. No, they're not called that. Whatever they're called, actually, those are crustaceans. They are land crustaceans, and that scares me a little bit. Because, you know, crabs. Crabs are the crustaceans we're all, like, most, I'd say, intimately familiar with. I mean, I once cut myself on a crab, in fact. It was a dead crab, and I was eating it, and I was trying to pry its claw apart to get to the sweet, sweet claw meat. Those of you who have eaten a crab know what I'm talking about. And so to do this, I put one thumb on one part of the claw, like on one, you know what I mean. Put one thumb on one claw part, another thumb on the other, and just kind of try to pry them apart, which I succeeded in doing. But my brother quickly noted, you know, Jonah, he said, this is Max again, Jonah, or DJ Pending, as he might say, were we on the radio, your thumbs are bleeding. And sure enough, it turns out the crab that I was, you know, consuming was not in fact enriched with iron, but it was enriched with my own blood, which tasted, I suppose, a bit like iron, because blood has iron in it. Hemoglobins have iron, and they interact. I don't know. I'm not a chemistry major anymore. I've waved goodbye with my bleeding thumbs to that part of my life. Anyways, all this is a long way to say Cameron is on a boat. She's very far away. We've said this already, of course. She doesn't have any, like, ability to contact the outside world. I don't know if she's alive. She sent me a link to a blog I could look at that is put forth by the program that, like, updates us on, you know, whether or not they're alive and are they eating food? Are they drinking water? Hopefully not the ocean water because, you know, you can't, it's salty. It's way too salty. That's a pro tip, actually. That's a bonus PSA for you. Don't drink the ocean. Also, we only have so much ocean. We can't have everyone drinking it all up. But regardless, she's in the ocean. I haven't checked. She is. I told her I'd check the blog. I will check the blog. I just haven't done it yet. In fact, if you want to remind me to check the blog, feel free to tweet hashtag probablybirds. I don't have a Twitter, but other people do. And I assume that if they see the tweet, they'll let me know because, you know, we tight. This is me and this hypothetical person with a Twitter. We're pretty tight. We're as intimately connected as I am with crabs. Yeah, why not? I've said it and it's out there. It's left my mouth and it's in the air. And it's pretty cool, actually. You know, it's left my mouth and it goes into this microphone, which vibrates, which does something with magnets and electricity, which makes a signal, which is somehow then turned into, like, you know, electromagnetic waves or whatever that is then received. That's pretty bizarre, but also kind of beside the point. It's a far cry from crabs, and it's a far cry from the Hallow children that Cameron is studying. But good luck to Cameron. Everyone wish Cameron good luck. All 11 of you, have her in your thoughts, or don't, because it's okay. You can think of other people. Great. That was about all I can remember where that's worth talking about from last weekend, and still have like a minute to kill. So thanks, Jeb, again for stealing my... I mean, the fact is, if he didn't come last week, I'd still have nothing to talk about. I'd have even less to talk about this week, so really I should thank him. But what else is going on in my life? I have a lot of projects coming up. I have one class that has a final presentation, a final paper, and a final like project. This is if you're a longtime listener of the show or just have listened within the last 2 weeks, you'll know that I have to create a children's book. This is the class that also has the final paper and a final presentation. So that's a lot, but it's all right. Cause I'll figure it out, or I won't. And that will be okay too. Cause then I'll figure something else out. That's the thing, guys. You know, it's not the end of the world. My failures in many ways can be your success. Cause then at least I'll have something of note to talk about. Anyways, I think what we're going to do now is play the last two songs, And then I'm going to come back and we're going to say goodnight. And then new people are going to come and show up and they're going to talk to you about different things and play different music. So I hope you enjoy the last two songs and I love you all. And yeah, I'll be back in not too long. Great. Hope you enjoy.
Give me a lake that I can dive into. Bury my head in the shit at the bottom. Fuck today, fuck San Francisco. Fuck California. Give me a lake that I your kids. They don't have no function. I don't understand what they mean. I could really give a fuck. Stone Temple Pilots, they're elegant bachelors. Yeah, they foxy to me, are they foxy to you? I will agree, they deserve absolutely nothing.
Right, and that is my cue to return. We just heard California on My Mind by Wild Light, followed by Range Life by Pavement. Pavement, funnily enough, a band from California. Great, I've got like 6 minutes. At some point, the next people are going to show up in the station, and I'm going to like let them take over, because that's what we do here. We're not going to be weird and possessive. It's always hard to tell when they're going to come in, so it's hard to kind of time these things, but maybe, and we try to talk about self-care on the show, at least on parts of the show. And let's talk about it a little bit, or a lot. We'll see how much, I have to talk about, really. Take care of yourself, I guess is what I'm trying to get across here, because you do deserve to be taken care of, and that applies to both other people taking care of you and you. You know, making sure that you're doing what you can to keep yourself okay. So eat at least one good meal a day, ideally three, but, you know, start somewhere. Eat a good meal. Get a good rest. Drink water. Exercise. I don't exercise very much, but it's very, very good for you. So maybe if I tell you to exercise, it'll make me exercise. And I know it won't, but... do as I say, not as I do. Is that an expression? Maybe. Take care of yourself, because you are loved and you are lovely and beautiful and fantastic people with an intrinsic value that cannot be taken away by anything, because you are a living, breathing human with a beating, bleeding heart, and that's fantastic. Cool. And that's the self-care, I guess. I'm going to, I guess, ramble on about some other stuff until the next people show up. Which is cool. I mean, here, I'll paint you a mental picture. How about that? I'm in the studio. The lights are all off because when the person before me, when he left his show, he walked out. He said, "You want the lights on or off?" And usually I want them on so I can actually read the PSAs. I got by today without them on because I looked at him and I said, "Keep them off." Like, yeah, I'm cool. I can have a show with the lights off. I don't need to see the buttons. I know where they are. And I don't, of course, but I've made it through, and hopefully he thought I was cool. I don't know if I really care. He's a nice guy, and maybe he thinks I'm cool now because I too can do the show with the lights off. So the lights are off. I've got my shoes off because at first I was kind of like, if there's another show after me, I should put my shoes on so I seem professional and, you know, able to have a radio show. But they seem like pretty chill people who probably don't care if my shoes are off. And also, it's just a lot more comfortable. So my shoes are off. I've got like a poorly patched pair of jeans on. Maybe I shouldn't describe myself too much. That might get weird. I've got these nice... I mean, my biceps are rippling. They're not. They're not really. I mean, they're not bad. They're not particularly good. But like I said, maybe I should stop describing myself. Because like I said, it's getting weird. Let's describe other things. My stuff is, of course, strewn across the room, including most of the items in my pockets, because, once again, it's more comfortable. I feel more settled in when I can remove everything from my pockets, and, like, I could go to bed right now, and I'm tired enough for it. Thankfully, I'm tired and will be able to fall asleep quickly, hopefully, for that thing I have in the morning that I talked about earlier, where I have to go look at kids and then write about them. in a sanctioned manner, in a with their consent and et cetera. You know, I'm not just spying on kids. I mean, I am, but I'm doing so with someone's permission. I don't think it's the kid's permission. It's probably the parent's permission. You can ponder the ethical concerns associated with that at your leisure. All I know is that I have an assignment that involves my writing about these children, and I'm sure they're going to be great. And hopefully I'll be great too. We'll find out. I don't know. You see, usually I end the show, the self-care stuff. I wonder if the people are going to show up. They probably will. They've been pretty good about it. I had a show last semester, as I think most of you know, 3 to 4 a.m. And very often the people who had the show before me would just not show up. So I'd come in, and it was nice, actually. I was always kind of happy when they didn't show up, because I got to kind of arrive in the station and at my leisure settle into the studio. There was no rush to like switch everyone's equipment out, which, you know, usually involves a phone or a laptop, so it's not a whole lot to do anyways. But I just got to kind of very gently ease myself into the position of here I am, and I have a radio show at this moment. Whereas how it works now, I have to show up and I have to kind of sort of interact with the DJ before me, who, like I said, nice guy, like, fine dude. It's not like painful to interact with him or anything. Like, and you know, in general, I very much like people. I'm not sure if you can tell or not, but I'm a big, big fan of people. So great, people, good. But still, I'm more of a frenzied, rushed state of mind, I guess, when I have to quickly coordinate my actions with his actions to have a kind of nice transition between shows. And anyways, I don't really have I have to keep saying things. I mean, I've got like 30 seconds left in my show. If they don't show up, I'll put on the robot, Rivendell, which will make me feel a little bit, redundant, but that's okay. But for the last 15 seconds, that will actually be recorded, I suppose I'll just say, yeah, love yourself. I love you. Many, many other people do too, I'm sure. Think a happy thing about yourself, and take care.